Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The investors that work with us do so because they're looking for a better customer experience. They want more transparency. With the technology that we offer, our investors can go online 24/7 and see everything pertaining to their. There's nothing that's hidden. Everything is laid out there for them so they can easily access it.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we'll continue the conversation with Jared Keane and Penelope Valentine of property management company Rent360. Discover how to get the best start on your property portfolio with the right property manager and what you can do to grow your own property management business. Also, before we delve into this episode, go over to propertyinvestory.com and subscribe to receive your free property investor case studies, where you'll learn how to generate passive income from your properties. Go there now to sign up for free. In developing their startup, Keane says that it came down to identifying the three main pain points in the property market and finding a solution for them.
I think it's always important to define what the problem is. And we found, in summary, three key problems with the property management industry. And that was through because there are only two different alternatives. One was to use a professional property manager, typically from your traditional real estate agency, whether it be Ray White or LJ Hooker, etc. Or you could self-manage it. And in Australia, 75 to 80% of landlords use a professional property manager. It's really part of our culture and people see the value in it. But the problem with professional property management right now is that it's become commoditized, and the vast majority of landlords, we estimate around 70%, are unsatisfied. And through a recent survey, 34% said their experience was disastrous. And of those that are self-managing, 25% of them say that they would consider moving on to a property management agency if they could find one that they could trust.
The second problem is the issue of fees.
In this country, everyone talks about their management fee, which in Sydney can be 5, 6% plus GST, and then going all the way up to Western Australia, where it can be as high as 15%. And the problem is that a lot of people don't realise that the incidental fees or ancillary fees that sit on top of it actually really add up. So if you talk about if your property needed to be leased in that particular financial year, that there's administration fees, sundry fees, end of year financial statement fees, relet fees, renewal fees. People kind of don't read that extra small print on top of the management fee when they sign the management agreement, and that really adds up. And when we've done the calculations, and a good accountant should be telling their landlord this, is that in Sydney, you're looking to somewhere between 11 to 13% of your annual rental income is actually going to the property management agency. Whereas people think, oh, it's probably around 5 or 6%. It's not. And so that lack of transparency on fees is something that we're hoping to resolve. And the third thing is transparency. We felt a lot of people, a lot of the responses I got when setting out on this journey is, I've got a property manager. I'm not really sure what they do. I'm not really sure what they're paying. I'm paying them for. So are they doing the condition reports? Are they doing the routine inspection reports that's meant to happen at least twice a year in New South Wales and four times a year in Western Australia? You know, have there been any maintenance and repairs requests from my tenants? If so, how's it being handled? Who are the tradies that are being used? What were the there two quotes provided for each service, etc.? And we found that lack of transparency really, you know, broke the trust and the confidence that investors have. And so if we could provide that transparency, we think there would be a major hole that's currently plugged in the market. So we've set off as a as Rent 360 to solve those issues. And we believe that the way to do it is through an online marketplace where independent property managers who we have given an infrastructure, back office support and services, as well as software to run and manage their own business that they are the owner of, to meet with property investors, sign up with property investors, and then use technology to ensure that the management process is efficient and completely transparent.
So how can Rent 360 work to benefit you in your property investing journey?
First of all, there are amazing property managers out there, and it's generally not the property manager, it's the agency that they're in. So the issue, and Jared touched on this, is that the agency is typically run by a principal who is focused on sales. They've been a successful sales agent that have gone into owning their own business, and they just know they need a property management business because that's a great asset to grow and it's their superannuation or their retirement plan. So by providing this platform where property managers for the first time ever can actually go and start their own rent roll and grow their own property management business is something that is really revolutionary for this industry. It means that people that love what they do and are exceptional at property management can actually go and make themselves some really good money instead of making it for the principal. And what that means is that they have a genuine care and passion for every single investor that works with them because it's their business and they want to make sure that the investor that they work for has the best customer experience, that they maximize the asset that they're looking after, and that they make sure that the property is taken incredible care of. They take care of the tenants as well, that the tenants are an integral part of this whole transaction. We have to make sure that the tenants are really looked after and listened to, because then they're more likely to pay their rent on time, to let you know as soon as there's any kind of repairs and maintenance so they can be dealt with quickly. So the investors that work with us do so because they're looking for a better customer experience.
The difference between Rent 360 and other property management systems available is that they provide full transparency on who is managing your property.
Supposedly at any one time, 25% of property managers using professional property managers are also considering switching because of their experience. So what I think we bring to the table is transparency. So when you perhaps have just purchased the property, obviously the selling agent is a convenient choice, but they're convenient, but you really don't know if they're any good. And that's the mistake I made. And I think a lot of investors make that because they don't want to spend the time trying to find someone else. The other aspect is getting referrals from family or friends that might have properties in that area that might know a property manager. But a lot of people, and the majority of people, don't have access to that information. And so what we've built with the Rent 360 online marketplace is kind of like a TripAdvisor of property managers. So as opposed to when you sign up with an agency that's either been referred to you or the selling agent, you sign their management agreement and then you get assigned to whichever, typically a junior property manager, has the bandwidth to manage your property as part of their portfolio. So you really have no idea who you're going to get. With us, you come to the platform and our recommendation engine matches you with who we feel are the three most suitable property managers for your investment property's location. And that's due to the type of properties they manage and the geographic location or proximity to where the investment property exists and where they work from.
As one of their clients, you are able to decide on the right manager for you and your portfolio.
We've got all their information from their work experience to their community involvement to ratings and reviews, so that the property investor can really make an educated choice about who they're actually going to be dealing with. And if they choose those property managers to interview and then eventually hire as their property manager, the person that they interview and the person that they hire and sign the management agreement with is the person that manages their property. So that full transparency and confidence to know that you know this person who's going to be managing your largest financial asset is critical to what we think our advantage are. And when someone's looking to switch, it really gives confidence that you know who you might be getting, that you're not just swapping for someone that might be the same. You're actually swapping for someone that's actually better, and you know that they're better.
The best part of using Keen and Valentine's platform is being able to find a property manager who's ultimately going to build a rapport with you and maintain a solid relationship with you through your property journey.
When choosing a property manager, I think it's, you know, there we can show on paper what, you know, all the experience and as much information, but it's always about the right fit. There might just be someone that you get on with, just hit a great rapport with. And I think that is really important because you're going to be working with this person, you're going to be communicating with them. The average property management in Australia with a agent is 8 years. So this is someone you're going to have a long-term relationship with. So I think that's really important, and knowing which questions to ask. For example, on our website, we give our property investors what we feel are the top 10 questions they should be asking the property investors when they interview them. So know your questions. And I guess the other thing I'd like to say is, you know, the property management network, we try to do kind of the heavy lifting for the property investors coming to our platform. And what I mean is that every property manager on our platform has to fit our very specific and tight criteria to ensure the quality of both the person, their motivation, and their track record in terms of delivering the standard of service that we feel that Rent360 property investors need to get. And so we have a very specific vetting criteria, and that is something that property investors can feel confident in us with when they come onto the platform, and that then it just becomes about the right fit for them.
Coming up after the break, we'll discover more about Keen and Valentine's mindset around property investing.
Every day you've got to get up and get your head straight and have the energy and the motivation to just keep on going.
What advice they would give to their past selves from 10 years ago if they were to meet?
You can have all the money in the world, but you've got to enjoy the ride.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, podcast listeners, if you're finding this podcast super informative, then guess what? I'm giving you an exclusive free case study from property investors like this one just for listening. These case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific strategies and numbers of their portfolio. Simply text me your email address to 0499 88 10 40 to get your free case studies. Now back to the show. For those who are involved in property investing, it can be very hard to break through and develop a growth mindset. A mentor who Valentine admires is opening doors for women in the property industry and shaping the way her student stays motivated.
There's a lady who has been in the industry for about 25 years. She's very high up in one of the franchises in real estate, and I've been working with her for a few years in business and investing and in just in life, and I've got incredible respect for this woman, what she's achieved. And real estate typically, and still a little bit today, has been a bit of a boys' club. I mean, that's definitely changing. But this woman really, I guess, paves the way for other women in real estate to to get on board with real estate and take positions other than just, you know, administrative positions. And she's really helped me with the mindset, with the growth mindset in this business. And Jared alluded to it before, and this is really my first startup, and it is incredibly tough. You know, we are both very committed to what we're doing, and we love what we're doing, and we think that the purpose that we've got behind us, which is driving us to succeed, is very strong. But you really need to have a mindset around that there is no room for failure in this. You know, you need to grow a platform that is going to be adding value to people. And investing, I think you said at the top of this podcast that it is a tough industry, and it really is. And you're dealing with people's largest financial assets. You're dealing with people that can be very emotional about the purchase. So you have to be incredibly tough and knowledgeable, and you've got to work really, really hard to make sure that, you know, what we deliver every day, we, you know, it does what it says it's going to do, and we back that with service and really great people. And it is every day you've got to get up and get your head straight and have the energy and the motivation to just keep on going.
A personal habit which she attributes to her success is maintaining strength both physically and mentally.
Exercise for me is key. Every day I need to exercise, and you know, I do it to keep fit and strong. I've also got three crazy kids I have to run around after. But the for my mental strength as well, I think it's so important to get up. I always get up, I make my bed, I have a great breakfast, I exercise, and you know, you get yourself ready for the day. And you know, as a person, as well as someone who has to run a team and run a family, I think that maintaining your energy levels and making sure that you keep positive, it is something that you can learn to do. I think there's people that you can look at half glass empty or half glass full. You have to maintain that strength of mind and of character to try and always look at the positive and know that if something's going wrong, it's a moment in time, and always keep that big picture at the front of your mind.
Keane's method of diversifying his investments means he enlists various mentors and experts to give him the specialist information he needs.
When it comes to mentors, you know, my personal experience has been that when I trust a person, I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm an expert in, and I know that I'm not an expert in most things. So, for example, you know, when I'm looking for an investment property and I've believed in this buyer's agent that can get me what I wanted as long as he understood my objectives and what I was looking for, I will trust that expert. And so I find experts in the areas, so whether it be, you know, my stockbroker or my buyer's agent or my a mortgage broker, whatever it might be, I put my trust in them and I empower them in order to give me and find me the best solution to achieve my objectives with them.
A personal habit which has contributed to Keane's success is practicing yoga.
I've been practicing yoga for almost 20 years. I'm not sure I would have got through my previous startup or even Rent360 so far without the ability to take an hour or an hour and a half out of my day, which is typically frantic, and I'm quite driven and very focused and intense about what I do. But to take that time out to try see the big picture, to settle my mind, so that I don't sweat the small stuff and that I can come back and be refreshed and try, you know, make sure I can see the forest through the trees. And that's been some of, you know, what I've, you know, I guess some of my vices, being able to get out of the weeds and see the big picture. And when you need to get into the weeds, you go into the weeds, but you know how to get out of them. So something that I've developed over the last 16 years working in startups, and I continue to evolve that practice, and it will always evolve and hopefully get better.
Sometimes we wish we could go back in time and tell our past selves how to do better. So for Valentine, if she were to meet her past self from 10 years ago, what would she say?
I once heard someone say that worrying is only dreaming about what you don't want to happen. And I think that's really true. There's so many things that can be just noise and distraction. And it's really important that you are clear on your goals and what your outcomes are. Don't worry too much about how you're going to get there. I think you definitely need a plan at some stage, but just get really straight in your mind. What do you want to achieve? And then most often in life, opportunities arise that allow you to achieve your goals in a way that you may not have foreseen or you may not have planned. But I think I would have told myself to not be so tightly wound and to relax a bit more. And just, you know, go with the flow a bit more in life and stop trying to manage every single part of things, because sometimes if you're not looking around what's happening, you can miss amazing opportunities.
Keane agrees, believing that he should have enjoyed the journey more before reaching his goals.
Yeah, well, I wish Penelope was around for me 10 years ago. Enjoy the sweat the small stuff. I completely agree. I mean, I was in the thick of my first startup 10 years ago. And one thing I can say, and you know, we hear some wonder stories about the Mark Zuckerbergs and the Jeff Bezoses, and we aspire to be like them. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're happy and content and fulfilled. And the one thing I realized after selling my first company was, you aim for this goal, which I did for 12 years, and I reached it. And it's not like, you know, the skies open up and happiness is sitting at the edge of that pond there. You know, you can be proud of yourself. But the one thing that I regret and hopefully will learn from is that I don't think I enjoyed the ride enough. I was too focused on the goal. So I think, as Penelope said, setting goals, having an overarching strategy is important, but you got to enjoy it, because you got to ask yourself, if you're creating this wealth, you know, we're talking about property investment right now, and you're creating wealth or even growing wealth, that, you know, it's got to be for a reason. You can have all the money in the world, but you got to enjoy the ride. And that's what I would say to myself, the 29-year-old back then.
Their vision for Rent 360, which they're excited about now, is building their business to reach a new level.
We're really at a tipping point for us. We've been, as a company, been going for about 18 months. We've had the marketplace officially launched to the public since late February, so about 9 months. And we're on the cusp and in the midst of hopefully about to close a rather significant capital raise for the company. And so we've been pretty bootstrapped until now, which means that we've had to, Penelope and I, essentially do the roles of three people each, and our employees do pretty much the same, which is extremely taxing on us. But with those funds, we've got huge plans in order to grow the team, triple, quadruple the size of the team, expand the size of our property manager network 3-4-fold in the next 18 months, and to expand the number of software technology and other services that we can provide to both property investors and property managers. And we've also got aspirations, and we feel that there's certainly opportunity to take our business model overseas, particularly to the US. So we're really excited about we kind of just want to get unleashed and really scale this business up now, roll it out domestically, nationally, and then hopefully share what we're trying to achieve internationally as well.
If you'd like to contact Keane and Valentine to find out more about their services or want more information on how to become a property manager in that space, you can do so online or by phone.
So they can contact us on the website, which is just rent360.com.au, or they can give us a call on 1300 800 360.
Thank you to Jared Keane and Penelope Valentine, our guests on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear more about their journey, then visit our website at propertyinveststory.com. Simply type in the search bar Jared Keane and Penelope Valentine and select that episode to learn more about their story. Also, if you haven't subscribed to receive your free property case studies that I only send out exclusively via email, then head over to propertyinveststory.com and subscribe. These real case studies are from experienced property investors where they share specific numbers of their portfolio, the strategies, and much more. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com to receive your free case studies. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.